You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined by Clayton Campbell, fiddle player for the biggest name in bluegrass today, the Gibson Brothers. Welcome to Sounds Good, Clayton.
Hi there. How's it going?
For those listeners who may not know, tell us about your musical upbringing at the Kentucky Opry, playing with your family in Draffinville.
Well, my dad started the Kentucky Opry in 1988, and after traveling around on his own, playing music all over the country, doing his own band, and opened up the Kentucky Opry as a place to have local musicians be able to come and play, and folks to be able to come out and see music at a place that wasn't necessarily a bar or a nighttime venue, nightclub kind of thing. And I started playing there whenever it opened, whenever I was about 6 or 7 years old.
And you played many different instruments. You backed up any number of groups that came through the Opry. And I would imagine it gave you a pretty broad musical base.
Yeah, all kinds of great performers have come through there. Bill Monroe came through there. I got to meet him and kind of hang around backstage and hang out with all these musicians. Merle Haggard came through there. And Ray Price, I actually got to play with Ray Price. And, you know, kind of be a little kid running around hanging out with these musicians, and it was a very fortunate place to grow up. I got to see and do a lot of cool things there.
And your brothers also are musicians. What are they into these days musically?
My brother Cody plays for a group called the Vandells. They're a 50s and 60s review show. They've been established for a long time, and he's their keyboard player. He plays a number of different things, upright bass and sings, and really talented musician, and he's got a road gig with them playing keyboard. And my youngest brother, Casey, plays with a group called Bon and the Mash, which I'm sure you're familiar with. They're a local band.
We heard him play at Lowertown this year. They put on a great show.
Yeah, he's playing banjo and guitar with them.
Although you did get your start around country and bluegrass acts, was that the kind of music that you've always played or wanted to play, or do your tastes run on the diverse side?
I grew up playing country, bluegrass, and even got started playing classical music and had some classical training and actually played in the orchestra at Murray State University while I attended there. And studied classical at Murray until I took a music on the road and ended up getting the job I have now with the Gibson Brothers, and I've just been on the road ever since, and that's been about almost 12 years ago.
How did you go about becoming a member of the Gibson Brothers?
I was on tour with a band, Adrian Young and Little Sadie, kind of a folk and old-time artist, and we were doing some shows together with the Gibson Brothers at the same venues. And I ended up seeing them, and they ended up watching our band, and I guess liked my fiddle playing, and they had a personnel change in their band, and they wanted to add a fiddle. They hadn't had a fiddle in their touring band before. And they called me up and asked me if I wanted to play a couple gigs. Said, we're playing with Del McCurry. Would you like to come and sit in with us? And I said, of course. And ever since then, I've been playing with them. You know, no contract or anything signed. I just went and played some shows with them. And they said, hey, would you like to continue to play with us? And I said, yeah. And that's been almost 11 years ago.
And there's no way to really overstate the fact that the Gibson Brothers band is basically the gold standard right now in contemporary bluegrass. So you're the two-time defending entertainer of the year at the IBMA Awards, and you've just signed with Rounder Records, a huge label. Things are really good in Gibson Brothers land right now.
Yes. I'm very busy and plenty of work, and a lot of cool things are happening. Rounder's a big deal. So many records that I grew up listening to and artists came from Rounder Records. I think it's really cool, and everybody's very happy about it. And we recorded an album in May. It's going to be a tribute to Brother Duets. It's the first thing they've done like that. They normally record their own songs that they write, and kind of just do their own thing. And this is a tribute to everybody from the Everly Brothers to the Monroe Brothers to even before bluegrass was even around, really early stuff, the York Brothers and Delmore, Blue Sky Boys, all different kinds of acts. And it's, I think it's the coolest thing I've done.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's going to sell like hotcakes. It sells like an irresistible project.
That's you always hope for something like that.
Did you ever, in a million years when you were growing up, imagine you would be playing for a band that's both as critically and commercially successful as the one you're in now?
No, I didn't. I didn't think so. I figured I would play music, and honestly, I figured I'd be playing country music. Grew up playing country with my dad, and also playing bluegrass and stuff like that. But there's not a great deal of what I consider real country music coming out of Nashville. I'm right here in Nashville right now, and been living here for a long time, about 12 years. And I'm really happy where I'm at. The Gibson Brothers are deeply rooted in bluegrass and old country music, and I get a chance to play some of that stuff, which I'm happy about.
On Friday night, you're going to be playing at the Grand Ole Opry, and then on Saturday, you're going to be playing at the Kentucky Opry. I know it's special when you come home and play in front of your hometown friends, but how special is it going to be right now? You guys are really riding a very high tide at the moment.
I'm very pumped about it. Leaving tomorrow, and I just got off the road coming from a bunch of gigs in New York, and leaving tomorrow to go down and play in Georgia, and then the next day, like you mentioned, we'll play the Grand Ole Opry, and then my dad's place, the Kentucky Opry, and my dad is very pumped because he gets to say, straight in from the Grand Ole Opry, you know, which is a big deal. I still think that the Grand Ole Opry is a big deal. It's Carrie Underwood's going to be performing, and it's just a really cool thing, and then to go home and see a lot of people that have gotten to watch me grow up. I wasn't always the musician that I am now. I was started out real screechy about, and there are people that have been coming there for as long as it's been open, and it'll be great to go back there and play for everybody.
Clayton Campbell is the fiddle player for the Gibson Brothers. They'll be at the Kentucky Opry in Draffinville Saturday at 7:30. Tickets are $16 in advance, $19 at the door. Clayton, thank you so much for joining us on Sounds Good today.
Tracy, thank you so much.